Hi, friends.
Hello.
Has anybody ever told you that no one's going to save you?
No one.
Oh, the first time I heard that, I thought, that's rude. No one is going to save me?
What the fuck?
Yeah, they're really not. So we're going to talk about that today. I'm Mary. And
I'm Jan.
And
we are Tuesday.
We are, yes. Take to Tuesday. Sometimes we do it Wednesdays, but we try to stay on Tuesdays.
We're doing the best we can.
Yeah, we can. Anyway, we want you to think about this. Think about how you feel when you watch the news.
Yeah, I don't.
I just don't think or don't watch it.
I don't watch. I dabble it and then I'm like, oop, can't do that. I'll spiral. Not. I can spiral.
Yeah, it's too much.
It is too much.
Think about how you feel when you scroll social media,
mm-hmm.
especially when you do it extensively, like more than an hour, more than 15 minutes. I try to limit 15 minutes, but.
Yeah, same. And not get down in the rabbit hole of social rabbit hole. it drains you physically and emotionally and mentally, which then causes a lot of
bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about how you feel when you're exposed to somebody or when you're affected by somebody or interact with somebody who's not so pleasant, maybe kind of hard on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or think about, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm like, or not. Go ahead.
Or think about how it is, how you feel when you go through a big life change.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been through some
questions.
Of those.
Yeah. I have.
Tough.
Yes. My mom just passed. She just passed and it's a life change. It's weird. It's weird. It's a weird feeling.
It's a big, big change when mm-hmm. you lose your parents. It feels, it's an unbelievable loss.
It's one of these feelings I've realized that, you know, how people say, talk about having a baby or do this or do that. And you really never know what things feel like until it happens. Honestly.
Yeah.
You can talk about losing a parent or losing your mom, and it's the weirdest feeling, and no one could have ever described it to me to where I would have fully understood it until you experience it. And then you're like, oh, and then this is leading into what we're talking about today and feeling hopelessness and, but it's my damn job to not stay there. So here we are. Here we are.
Yep, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And we also need to really think about, like, gosh, life isn't normal. Like, whatever that is. It's just not.
Right. It's not.
You'll have rhythms in life for a while, and then all of a sudden, slam. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And we are supposed to feel those negative feelings. That is normal.
It is normal.
Even when the world is abnormal. And so giving yourself grace for that is really important.
It really is. And I think we hear a lot of chirping that what is it? False positivity. What's that being positive? You have to be
like
positive
faking.
All the time. That you don't feel feelings. That you don't feel the shit when it hits the fan. Mm-hmm. So or when life just comes at you with you weren't quite ready for it. And yes, you have to feel it. Feel the rawness, feel the vulnerability. And that's where I think the hopelessness or the lack of hope can get real loud. It can get loud for you. And I think that's normal. But I think we have to do it.
Let it be.
Yeah.
And then we're all different how we are with that.
Yeah.
For
sure. Yeah, yes, for sure. We are very different. I mean, and then, excuse me, it's what you do with it, you know, that next step of it, of how long do I sit there? Or it ebbs, for me, it's ebb and flow. And I think when we're feeling the raw vulnerability of the lack of hope, it's, for me, I have to challenge myself to remember. I've been here before. Haven't you been here before, Mary? Haven't you been to a place where it's like you just...
Discouraging.
Yeah. And so I have to remember that for me, I know that God has my back. I know that Jan has my back. And I'm here now, even though I felt this before. That makes sense, you know? You know, even in betrayal, you feel, when you feel betrayed by people, it can make you, you're like, oh, well, and, but it's, guess what?
It's a, it's just a, another lesson, I think, all these things.
Yeah.
The tough times. And I think we need them to make us not, no, I don't mean that we want them.
No,
we do.
That's a hell to the no.
But we can protect ourselves from feeling so hopeless. And we agree, the two of us agree, that it's a responsibility. It's our response ability, or how we respond to the situations in our lives. And that we are the ones who get to shape our internal lives, our internal world, our thoughts, and take that responsibility.
It is. And I know for me before, you know, before I really started pressing into this self-growth and self-accountability and the mindset, I would let that run internally, maybe not externally, but internally. It was just that, was it as a gerbil on the wheel? What's that animal that goes around and around?
Oh, yeah, hamster. Hamster. Or maybe a gerbil. I don't know. Do gerbils do that? I can't even tell them apart, so I don't know.
I don't either. And, but you know what? I know better now. I know better, and I'm responsible because I know better. And sometimes it pisses me off that I know better and that I have to do
I now I have to be responsible. I notice too, like if I haven't eaten right or haven't slept well.
Oh my God, that exasperates it.
It does. You got to make sure you're taking care of that vessel of yours.
Yeah.
I mean, I just get outside. We just went on the longest, wonderful, most wonderful hike. And I'm like, I just came back like a new person. Yes.
Well, I slept last night. I slept and I'm like, oh, I'm going to feel good doing this podcast today. Yesterday would have been it was a hell to the no. No, not doing it.
It's
like, oh, my cussing's back. I think I get in a mood. Here we are. Oh, well, here we are.
And we talked, you and I talked about earlier today about the people in our lives. Do you want to say something about that?
No.
No. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. No, I will. It's, you know, it's amazing certain times of your life when people just reveal who they are. And as much as I don't want to see that, it's important that I see it and I set my boundaries. And I go, of course, this is coming from a recovered people pleaser, that those boundaries are to keep me safe, and it's not about anybody else. It's about keeping me safe from the toxic, the unhealthy, the wounded that are projecting whatever they need to project. It's not my responsibility. It's not my responsibility to cater or take care of that. It's theirs. Yeah. And
it's our responsibility to have people in our lives to make sure that we have people who walk with us, who are our encouragers and who give us hope and just by who they are. Because we talked about this, like hope comes out of love.
Yes. That's, oh my God.
That deep caring that brings so much.
You need your people. Oh, your people are important. And sharing it with your people, and that deep love, and knowing that you can be raw, vulnerable, have a temper tantrum and they're like, okay, you done? Are you done?
Yeah. Okay. I also think that one of the ways that brings me the most hope is doing something for somebody rather than just staying in my own little nest, but getting out and volunteering or collaborating with somebody, because it's your agency to do goodness, to do the right thing, to contribute for positive change in the things that trouble you. Even in your own family, even in just with a small circle of people, that is the right action. That's the right action of integrity, right?
Yes. I said that to a friend. I'm like, I can't navel gaze. If I pull too far in, and that pity parties can get strong and the navel gazing, and it's woe is me, and it's not. It's not woe is me. It's yay is you. Yay is me. And that's our responsibility, because nobody can do that for you.
Yep.
Nobody can do that for you.
And it's your responsibility to take care of your mind, to be mentally clear and do things that are great for your brain. Because if your brain's not in good shape, then you feel less hopeful, I think, about your life.
Yes. And it's finding the balance in that place, because you don't, you don't want to numb in action. I don't want to numb myself in the raw, vulnerable place. I want to stay busy. So there's that fine balance of what you just said earlier, Grace, for yourself, and keeping that action oriented in your mindset alive, but also being able to rest at the same time and acknowledging that. Again, we're not looking for false hope, for pretend positivity. What is that word?
I don't know. You've described it well, though. But just to wrap it up, I think, I mean, if we want to look at the big picture of things, of hope, being feeling hopeful, I think your thought about looking back and say and realizing you've gotten through muddy waters, you've gotten through a lot of hard stuff in your life.
Yes, you have.
Maybe identify those things, write a list and say, oh, I passed up that, I got through this, and look at where I am now. And each time you enter a difficult period again, you'll have built a, what is that, muscle memory or brain memory? I don't know, something. Some kind of a strength.
Even, you know, this is up for, because my mom's health had just dwindled, it, and it was intense. And those of you who have experienced that part of taking care, all the things, it just, and then it's done. And so it was a day or two after she had died, and I was sitting there and I was journaling. Thank you, Mary. And I'm like, oh, this is a life reset for me. And it's another one. I just had one after the divorce, but damn, I can remember who that was and where I am now versus where I am then. And it's insane. It's incredibly hopeful. I've grown. Yeah. And life resets don't stop happening as if your growth mindset, if you really want to keep growing in your journey of life, you'll keep having those resets. And it's can be exciting. It can be very exciting.
Yeah.
At the same time.
The responsibility to shift your mind, your perspective about that, about hardships, and go for it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Do a take two, right, Jan?
Oh. Is that my cue? Is that my cue?
Dun, that's your dun, cue, dun, baby.
Dun, 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 dun. Ooh. I've missed y'all. No, but really, thank you for listening, for tuning in. Drop a like, drop a share, comment, do all the things, reach out, drop your email in the comments, and find us on Instagram. Yeah. Find us on Spotify, Amazon, YouTube. We are everywhere.
We're all over the place.
Because we want you to take two with us. We want you to have a take two in your life. And not only Tuesdays, but every day, right?
Every day.
Every day is a what, Mary?
It's a great day to take two on your life.